Rachel G here on your 5 o'clock traffic jam. We actually have a special guest here in the studios from Cornerstone Church. Hello, Pastor Michael.
Hey, good afternoon. Great to be here. Hello, Southern Illinois. And we have just a fun little message from Jesus right to us. Here's what he said.
Take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye.
Okay.
So we've all been in a situation where we've been, hey, Rachel G, just stay out of my business. Leave me alone. I don't care what you have to say. And yet the second part of what Jesus said is really important when he said, you will be able to help. We've all had a time that we had something in our eye and we wanted a friend to take a look and get it out. And so what Jesus says is, hey, to be ready for that moment when your friend needs a help, you got to get the big old log out of your eye. I mean, what a funny image he paints.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no way you can help a friend if you've got this big old log in your eye. But we know what he's talking about. Like, take care of your own junk. Be honest about the stuff you struggle with, because there's no way a friend's going to open her heart or her eye to you if she knows you're a mess and you're not even aware of your struggles.
Okay.
So this is a huge principle when you're talking about kind of hard conversations. Like, I need to talk to my friend about her. I need to talk to my friend about his. When we start with humility, that's the position from which we can have hard conversations.
And so when it comes to hard conversations and hot topics,
yeah.
What do we got for hot topic this weekend? Can you give us a clue at least?
So this week we're tackling addiction. Now, what makes this a hot topic is that whole piece of, hey, are they really trying? Why do they keep going back? And as a Christian, the Bible talks a lot about, because of Jesus, we're free, we're forgiven. So can a Christian be addicted? Does an addiction mean they're not really a Christian? If they got it free and then they went back, did they lose their Christianity? But is it always sin? What about the crack baby or the person who got addicted to prescribed medications? I mean, that wasn't sin. Now are they sinning? Like, how does this work and how do I help my friend? And so it is a really difficult conversation to have. And so this weekend, we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about specs, but coming from the perspective of first being honest about our own struggles. Like, what are the things we go to when we get stressed out?
Right.
What are the things I keep hanging on to and not trusting God? So we're going to have that conversation this weekend.
Great. It's a very interesting hot topic. I'm looking forward to it. And so if someone is also looking forward to this or looking for a place to have these very, very important faith conversations, what can they do?
Yeah, we would say, please just show up. Nobody's looking funny at you. Nobody's pointing at you or noticing a speck in your eye. We'd say, come. We start tomorrow night, so Friday night, 6 p.m. service in Marion. And then on Sunday morning, we have services in both Marion and then over in Carbondale in the high school. We'd love for you to just show up. Hey, we're a group of people who are honest about our flaws, and by God's grace, we're working through them, and we want to help other people find that same life. We'd love to have you join us this weekend.
Awesome. So yeah, cornerstonesi.org, or just Google Cornerstone Church, and it pops
yes.
up. Great website where people can look at. So yeah, thank you so much for coming in
Great
today.
To be here. We'd be honored to have you join us.